Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg, your host. In studio with me today are the Home Sweet Home Chicago experts, Ray Kaplan, Esquire. She is an attorney at the Kaplan Law Firm. She's going to be talking about student loans and how to avoid payments and to consolidate them and to prep yourself for your kids going to college. Make sure you're not doing anything that's going to cost you money to get probably a ton of money in scholarships and how to negotiate with the universities. We've got Junk Remedy owner Nick DiGiulio, not that Nick DiGiulio, not the guy here at night. This is Nick DiGiulio, who owns Junk Remedy. Next to him, Igor, Mr. Floor, Merchuk. No, I screwed it up. Barack. I said it's like Barack Obama with an M. Igor Barack from Mr. Floor and MegaPros Jeremy from MegaPros Home Solutions. We are here to help you with your real estate, housing, student loan, credit, mortgage, any question you have that has to do with your home. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call and the MegaPros text line. We are here for the next 2 hours to help you, to answer your questions, and to help you overcome any challenges that you might have. But first, we always start the show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and all right, we're so wearing sunglasses.
Hit it. This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helen of the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close to the Honorable Richard J. Daley Plaza.
That's where they got that Picasso.
Yep.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. Certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got Sammy Martino answering the phones today. Ashley is working the text line and the board. So we're here to help you. Bring it on, everybody. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call and text line. Let's go around the horn. Let everybody introduce themselves. Ray Kaplan, how are you today?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
You have helped. You're probably in the 30s now. I've referred you about 30 of our listeners.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my age.
No, yes. No, you're in your 20s. I wouldn't want to insult you. You look fantastic in that pink sweater. But we see credit reports all day long. We see student loan debt on credit reports every single day.
Right.
It is a $1.6 trillion challenge we have in this country.
Yes, everybody I know knows somebody who has student loans, federal or private, or a combination of the two.
Of which that $1.6 trillion with a T, $150 billion is in default.
Right, and I think it probably is actually even higher than that.
Correct, and I agree with you. And what happens when you're in default, why are we talking about this on a real estate show? Because if you have student loan debt and you want to try to buy a home, that student loan debt is the biggest obstacle that we see as mortgage professionals to try to get somebody to qualify for a home. In addition to the ridiculous taxes we have in the state, in the great state of Illinois, that is 1B, but 1A is student loan debt if you have it.
Right.
So you're going to be talking about that today. My buddy, my friend, my client, a listener who turned into a borrower, who turned into a friend, you saved $250,000. Just texted me. I'm listening right now. Thank Ray for me. So hopefully if he wants to call in to share his story, because everybody's like, there's no way. It's impossible. I'm like, okay, I'm lying to you.
He was a skeptic even when he came in. And right. I see that all the time. But if people knew how the law applied to their student loans, nobody would be afraid of their student loans anymore.
Right. So him and his wife, great income, great credit. Three kids, three college educations. Two of them decided to go to graduate school. His deal with his kids was we were going to take care of the student loans, mom and dad. Great. Took care of three undergrad. Boom. Three masters. Whole bunch of student loan debt.
Wow. Right.
Okay. So Ray saved $250,000. All right. So there you go. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. If people want to reach you to get more information off air, Ray, how do they reach you?
Our phone is 312-294-8989, and you can also go to www.financialrelief.com.
And you have been on with John Williams a number of times. That's how I first met you.
Right.
You've also been on with, I've had the pleasure of co-hosting, being invited in studio with Anna's show with you, talking
Money Mondays.
Money Mondays.
We're going to be on Monday, too.
We're going to be on this coming Monday, right, talking about whatever Anna wants to talk about and answering listeners' questions. So phone number one more time.
312-294-8989.
All right. And next to you, I'm very excited about this. This is how I look when I get excited. Jeremy?
Got a baseline. That's amazing. Is that what you tell your wife? Like, no, I'm excited right now.
I don't talk about my private stuff going on. All right.
We're over the radio.
But, PG.
Well, Igor is my wife, and we're not talking about that. Okay, so leave it alone. So I've been trying to get a junk removal company involved in this show for probably about 7 years.
Yeah.
And haven't been able to accomplish. I've done horribly trying to overcome that challenge that I've set for myself every year. I'm like, this is the year we're going to get a junk removal guy. Why? Because we're in and out of houses all the time. The sponsors on the show, we're helping people buy houses, refinance houses. And I see the pictures on the appraisals of stuff here, stuff there. The bike, the Schwinn bike from 1973 it's now turned into a clothes hanger, okay? A part-time closet because there hasn't been anybody on there for 17 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, how can we still have all this garbage in your house? Like, I'm 50 some years old. I'm not schlepping that 700-pound piece of whatever all
or
over
treadmill
the place.
Or something like that. Yeah,
treadmill,
forget it.
You know, and those old Schwinn
elliptical
bikes.
Things. Yeah, Schwinn bike things.
Wasn't even elliptical. You're pushing and pulling with the arms.
Yeah, you know, before my time.
Before you weren't even born when that came out. So we brought the show to GN. And I'm sitting in the sales department. I'm like, hey, we need this, we need that. And I really need a junk guy. And Karen Moss, who's a sales rep here, says, I got a guy.
Nice.
So we go out.
True Chicago fashion.
I got a guy. So Karen and I go meet Nick DiGiulio. And everybody's like, it can't be the same. It's not the same Nick DiGiulio that does overnights here, right? You own a company. How long have you been in business? Real quick.
I've been in business 10 years since November.
November.
So 10 years, November.
Nice. Locally owned company.
Yes, sir.
And you cover the entire Chicago metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go anywhere. The 50-mile radius. We're locally owned and operated out of Lake Zurich, Illinois, and we go all the greater Chicagoland area.
Go to the Indiana line.
Yes, sir.
Go to the Wisconsin line.
Uh huh.
Go all the way out to DeKalb.
Yes, sir.
And all points in between.
Yep.
So the nice thing I liked about Nick is when you call your phone number, which is
877-722-JUNK, which is 5865. Or junkremedy.com.
Where does that phone ring?
Right to my pocket.
And it's a local company.
Yeah. So when you call me, you're calling Lake Zurich, Illinois. You're not calling a different state or a different country. Sometimes people are like, oh my gosh, you're 5 minutes from my house.
And if you call that 800 number that the other junk company has, where does that phone get answered?
Another country.
In another country.
It
gets answered in Canada.
Sure.
So we like to support local companies, and Nick's got a local company.
Nice.
And then turns out, I'm like, well, who do you work with? He's like, working with a lot of realtors. I'm like, well, you know, name a couple. He's like, Donna Sattler. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Donna Sattler.
She's out in Lake Zurich. Yeah.
Was in here last week, so I called, and Amy Kite uses you guys as well. So I'm like, this is a perfect fit. So we're going to start talking about junk and everything coming up at the 11 o'clock hour.
Sure.
And next to you is Igor Murak.
Oh,
I did that good. Mr. Floor, because I got Barack. He texts me. It's like Barack Obama. I've known you for 4 years. I've been on the show for 4 years. How come you can't get the name right? And I just did your house. So this guy, forget about it. I just had our hardwood floors done, and it was unbelievable because we're getting ready to sell our house. Amy's selling our house. And Mr. Floor kicked butt. We were on vacation for 10 days. We were away. Moved everything downstairs in the basement. What a disaster that was. Ripped up the floors upstairs, and you guys rocked it. And I cannot thank you enough.
Thank you.
And if people want to reach you, we're going to talk about hardwood floors and your cleaning products that we give out to all callers and texters. If people want to reach you, get more information on how they do that.
Yeah, give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
And MegaPro's Jeremy, in place of MegaPro's Joe, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Yeah.
And I'm trying to find your drop here.
That's okay.
847, Mr. Floor is down there. Mega Pros. I can't find it, but I will find it and we will play.
We'll have to sing it.
Go ahead. Sing.
Sure.
Go ahead, Big Sean. I hesitated, Jeremy. Why are you hesitating?
You must be Igor.
Yeah.
Now it's pronounced.
No, no, that's Igor. Igor. Hang on, yeah. Hang on. I found
they
it.
Told I'm going to get it. Thank you. Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
Hang on. Here's MegaPro's call number.
847-658-8989.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Phone lines are open. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. 312-981-7200. Call and text. Bring it on. We're going to talk about student loans coming out of the break. Hit it. Ashley, we're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
You got that head turning wall just talking about.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56David.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call and text line. If you've got a question for MegaPro's Jer, we got a bunch of emails that came in this week that we're going to try to get to during the show. You could go to joe@megapros.com. By next week, everything will be through the website, WGN David, but right now it's joe@megapros.com. New station. We're working everything out. You know, this one, the last remaining bugs and wrinkle we got to iron out. So if you have any questions for MegaPros, send it to joe@megapros.com. But now, first, Ray Kaplan. Ray, I got an email here, you know, from a couple of parents. I would assume a couple of parents. Well, they say, yeah, we have a daughter, so I guess they're a couple of parents. We've taken out Federal Parent Plus loans. How can we structure the loans so that they can finance their kids' college education? So
that's a good question.
Yeah, we get that a lot because right. you have kids. And you're like, oh, they're great, they're wonderful, and we love them, and we do. But then you're running; it's like a flipping ATM machine that never stops.
Right.
And then if your plan is to send them to college, and listen, not everybody should go to college. That's why we have trade schools. There's nothing wrong with trade schools. We have a shortage of trade men and women out there.
Absolutely.
That should become electricians and painters and roofers and steel workers.
They make good money.
Very good money, and they pay for their college education and all that. And there's reasons to go into the trade. So. You know, not everybody should go to college, but the parents that want to send their kids to college, and mm-hmm. that's a goal to send them to college.
Right.
The student plus loans for the parents, what's the proper way they should navigate that mess?
Well, so the first thing you want to do is you want to go to studentaid.gov, and we help people with this all the time who just don't want to navigate it on their own or just want somebody, I'm an attorney, so they want us to guide them through it a little bit. But you certainly don't need me to do it. But if you want us to, we're there to do it. But let's say, I brought a couple examples in with me today. So let's say you've got two kids and the students themselves don't qualify for federal loans. You as the parent and whoever makes the least amount of money should be the parent plus borrower. And the reason for that is that when it's time to repay those loans, they're going to determine what the payment is based on the borrower's income. So if you've got two people in a marriage and one person makes $100,000 a year and the other person makes $50,000 a year, the person making $50,000 a year should take out their parent plus loans. So let's say you've got two kids. It's $40,000 a year for them to go to college, and they're both going to go around the same time. So that means you're going to have to take out about $160,000 per kid, total of $320,000 in parent plus loans. I know those numbers are scary.
But that's what it is.
Right. But here's why they are not scary. The way the law applies to these federal parent plus loans, so you can take out, if you can qualify for a Capital One card, you can qualify for federal parent plus loans. So as long as you don't have anything really crazy bad on your credit, you'll get these loans. So when the kids are in school, you won't have to make any payments. You just check in school deferment, no payments while the kids are in school. Once the kids have graduated, then the payments are going to come due and they're going to apply a formula to you, which I won't get into the formula, but let's just say that the borrower makes about $70,000 per year, gross income. Two kids, again, remember the loan is $320,000. If they work in the public sector, so if you are a nurse at Advocate or Lutheran General or Northwestern Memorial, let's say you work there as a nurse and you're going to be working there for another 10 years. You're going to pay $700 a month for 120 months and get projected public sector loan forgiveness of $443,000. So you will only pay back a fraction of what you actually took out on that $320,000 $320,000 loan. So that's if you're working the whole time. So let's say that you, by the time the loans come due, you're an older parent and you're retired. And let's say your retirement income is about, non-social security, retirement income is about $40,000 a year. Your payment would be, if you have about $40,000 a year, your payment would be about $238 a month for about 25 years. And then the balance is forgiven. You still get projected loan forgiveness of $724,000. So basically, it's just about knowing how to be in compliance with the law that governs these things. And so the main thing is, don't take out private loans, take out federal loans, studentaid.gov. Don't be afraid to take out as much. You can get the cost of tuition, living expenses, food, housing, even care for a dependent child.
Why do people take out private loans instead of federal loans?
From what I've been hearing from my clients, sometimes the financial aid officers push them for whatever reason. They say, you know, your student isn't qualifying for a federal loan, so here you can apply through Discover or Wells Fargo. You always want the borrower to be the Department of Education, or sorry, the lender to be the Department of Education. You're the borrower. The lender is the Department of Education.
So what our listeners need to understand is, when they go take out $400,000 worth of student loans, right? And we can't, there's no way that a mortgage professional anywhere in this, you know, United States of America on $50,000 can secure a $400,000 loan on anybody, okay? It doesn't pass, you just don't qualify.
Yep.
But the federal government will turn around and give somebody making $50,000 $400,000 worth of student loans at 7% or 8% because that's a going rate.
Right.
And the payback period is 10 years.
If you work in the public sector. If you work in the private sector, it's 20 or 25 years. But again, it doesn't matter because the way the law applies, the payment's basically going to be your cell phone payment every month. And then the balance is going to be forgiven. Another example, this is a client I had a couple months ago. They have to take out $240,000 to finance their kids' education. Again, these are Department of Education loans. And by the time the loans come due, they're going to be retired. They have a small pension. Do you know how much they're going to pay back on that $240,000 loan?
How much?
$1,000.
$1,000.
Over 10, over, I'm sorry, over 20 years, and the entire balance is going to be forgiven.
Okay. Wow. Pete, listen, I got a guy listening right now. If he feels up to sharing his story on the line, you know, I'm not going to name his name. Well, you know, we'll change his name. You know, please give us a call because you saved him $250,000.
Right. Wow.
And basically what happens is that he's like, I can't thank you enough. I was leaving a meeting. I get a call from, hey, bud, what's going on? He's like, can't thank you enough. Like, what'd I do? He's like, you know, you introduced me to Ray. I'm like, oh, I introduced you to Ray a couple of weeks ago. He called me up. Is she the real deal? I'm like, she's the real McCoy. I haven't seen anybody like this lady ever. Mm-hmm. So long story short, 2 weeks later, out of the blue, he gives me a call. He's like, hey, you know, I can't thank you enough. I'm like, well, what, you know, what happened? He's like, oh, you know, we met with Ray. I went with the wife. Everything's good. Wife loves her as well. She's saving me $1,700 a month. A month. A month, a month, a month.
Yeah, say that again.
A month, $1,700 a month.
Unbelievable.
For like 7 years, and then when he turns 65, or you know, when he goes into retirement, it goes down to 14. You know, the savings is only $1,400 a month.
Right.
And then after a certain period of time, it's going to be based upon his retirement income, which is basically nothing.
Right.
And it's going to save $225,000 a year. Not a year, but over the life of the loan.
Right.
Took a $400,000 debt down to $175,000, which is still ridiculous.
And the servicers don't tell you how to do this. You have to understand how the law applies to your federal student loans because it's just not their job to do this.
Phone number. We got to hit a break.
312-294-8989.
One more time.
312-294-8989.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call and text line. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So, Ray, we're getting bombed with text messages here. So I know we got Gary Novell on the phone, but hold tight, Gary. Sammy came in, our call screener. A listener called in. I guess their kid or they know somebody who is a teacher aide. Does that qualify? And you have this answer.
Yes, as long as you're working full time in a public school.
Okay, there's your answer. From the 309, I took out two private student loans, 2 months of college. At last, 2 months of college cause I had. I guess they only lasted 2 months of college because I ran out of money at last semester of school. Government loan not available. What should our listeners do in that situation?
So for private student loans, what I recommend is give us a call. We'll negotiate a reduced balance settlement agreement.
Okay. Does this loan advice apply to dental school loans that are not subsidized? Should we take out federal loans at approximately 7% interest rate rather than private home equity loan at approximately 4% interest rate?
Yes. In terms of federal student loans, don't look at, worry about, or concern yourself with the interest rate because, as I just went through in those examples, you don't pay the interest. So it doesn't matter what the interest is because you're not going to pay it as long as it's structured appropriately.
Another texter, I work in facilities in a hospital that's considered public sector. Mm-hmm. Is that considered public sector? Me and my wife are making combined 75 G's right now and have about $75,000 in student loans and have another child that's going to go to college down in Florida.
Call us because what we can do is we can probably cut your payment in half, get those payments to count towards public sector loan forgiveness, get you a ton of loan forgiveness, and then structure the payments for your next child who's going to school so that same thing. You don't have to make payments while they're in school. You'll make a certain number of payments, and then the balance will be forgiven. The statute is very, very forgiving. The law is very flexible and very forgiving for situations like that.
Two more, then we got to get to Gary. And it keeps adjusting up on me, and I keep losing it. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I have one more example because I get a lot of questions from parents worried about their kids who want to go to graduate school. If you are a student and you want to go to graduate school, take out federal graduate plus loans. Again, you want to go to studentaid.gov. We can also help you with this. Graduate student loans, let's say you have to take about $40,000 a year to go to law school for 3 years. That's $120,000. Let's say then you're single, no kids, working for the state's attorney's office and making, I don't know, $60,000 a year. Your payment would be about $300 a month. After 120 months, you get, $128,000 in loan forgiveness. You will only pay back about $50,000 on that $120,000 loan.
All right. And then here, last one, then we got to go. And by the way, my daughter, Natalie Hochberg, and my smoke show wife, Elise Hochberg, are listening
very
in the
nice
car.
Lady, by
right.
Cool.
Thank you, Igor. Yes. Yeah. Well,
just throw that in.
Good call.
In case she's listening, of course.
Well, I know she is, so I'm super nice. Yeah. It's game night, Saturday. I can't screw it up. All right, so here we go. 815, last one. Can you give out your phone number again, please, Ray? I have a daughter in dental school, which is not cheap.
Right.
And we are going to need approximately, guess, dental school.
$150,000?
Igor?
I'm going to say 2 1/4.
I'll go 300.
Nick? Okay. Well, you guys are close. $250,000 in loans. Right. We were trying to figure out. That's crazy. Think about that. Think about
the house.
I just had my teeth cleaned. It's like $75. Yeah. How many mouths do you have to clean to cover 250? That's ridiculous.
It's braces.
That's what it is. That's why the dentist charges you what they charge you, because they got to pay back this loan,
that
right?
Is so ridiculous.
Teeth cleaning, root canal.
Root canal.
Okay. But a tooth extraction is like $1,500.
Yeah, right.
So dentistry, she's probably going to go into the private sector, but it doesn't matter. Give us a call because we'll structure those federal student loans for her parents.
Yes.
And depending on where they're working and what's going on, and if they're retiring, it might be that they pay back maybe $5,000 or $10,000 on that $250,000 federal student loan. So we got to structure it the right way, but definitely give us a call.
So 815, to end that, I kind of lost it on the 250 when I got there. end that, $250,000 in loans. We are trying to figure out the best loans to get. Also, the loans provided by the dental school are not subsidized.
It doesn't matter. Subsidized only means that the Department of Ed pays the interest while the loans are in deferment. Again, don't worry about that. Take as much as you can in federal Parent Plus loans, and we can walk you through it.
All right, phone number.
312-294-8989.
All right, we got to get to Gary Novell. Gary Novell, sorry, we got bombed with text messages whenever Ray's in here.
That's okay, Dave. Knowing Ray is a great resource because whenever I run across student loan problems or questions, I just give them her number to call.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And I have to do this real quick. I also want to introduce MegaPro's Jer, All right, he is here to answer all your home improvement questions or remodeling questions. You can call or text on the MegaPros call and text line and mention the promos. We can't mention any type of promos because you can't give anything away.
Yep.
So MegaPros Jer is here. We have tech email questions we're going to answer later on in the show.
Yep.
And you've got, when you came in, you said you had a bunch of friends and family that are loaded with student loans that they
Oh, yeah, no question.
Yeah. Send them our way.
Yep, all absolutely. Right.
So now we got Gary on the phone because...
Hey, Gary.
Good morning, everyone.
Let me ask you a question. What is a defaulted student loan do to somebody's credit report?
It is.
Yeah, you can lose anywhere from 50 to 100 points depending on how bad it gets.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
And for federal student loans, the repercussions are pretty bad. They can go in right away with administrative wage garnishment and go in and garnish your wages. They don't even have to go to court, but That's we nice. Can get you out of that, too.
That's nice. Federal wow. government, big brother coming. Yeah. You know what? You don't need that money. Wow. We're just going to garnish. We're just going to come into your bank account, backdoor it, and just take the money.
Yep.
Because we love you so much.
Even Social Security.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to garnish your government funds. Because you know what? You just signed for $400,000 worth of student loans on your $50,000 worth of income, which if we did that, right, that's called mortgage fraud.
Yeah.
But the federal government could go ahead and give $400,000 out to somebody making 50 G's a year with no ability to repay it.
Right.
Okay, no ability to repay it. Here you go. You want another 40? Okay. Oh, you want to go to the University of Michigan? You want to go to University of Michigan, $40,000, $60,000 a year that has an $11.9 billion endowment fund? Wow. Okay,
that's the other thing. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
hold on. No, I'm not done.
I'm not done.
You want to go to the University? I'm not done. I've got all the Big Ten schools
here. Take a nap.
He's got a highlight.
I'm not done. You want to go to the University of Illinois that's paying their president $1 million a year and just increase the tuition? On this 55,000 students that go there, they just increased the tuition and gave this guy $1 million.
My alma mater.
Your alma mater.
I know.
Guess
I
what
know.
They've got an endowment shooter, you know, Mr. Maroc. What do you think the blue and imagine. Orange have gotten in endowments? $3.46 billion.
Wow.
That's with a B. Yeah. Billion. Yeah. Okay, I don't want to get it mistaken with the M as million. It's billion. Okay,
you can't oversize that enough. I know.
I felt that vibrate in my headphones.
Let that simmer.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
The University of Illinois just increased the salary of their president to $1 million. God bless them. You get $1 million.
That's a great
salary.
Job. Yeah.
God bless them.
Ain't bad.
Okay, then you're gonna jack up the tuition.
Well, they got to cover that nut.
Let's not get complicated here, okay? Mm-hmm. But you've got $3.6 billion sitting in an endowment, and you've got to increase tuition on your students. You want to pay your president $1 billion? You can pay him $2 million. I don't care what you pay him, but don't take it out on the kids.
Actually, considering their endowment, he should probably ask for a raise. I mean, don't you think that $1 million
is going in the wrong direction. I think Dave was trying to go the other way.
That was a poor negotiation on his part.
Well, obviously, he should call Ray Kaplan. All right, we're going to get over to Gary Novell. Gary Novell's topic is, what did our listeners do with their credit scores? At least that's what I have down. Is that the right topic here?
You're close, but I don't mean to change the topic because this is something good that we're talking about because there's so many people that are in over their heads with this student loan debt. It's just unbelievable. But I'd like to take a couple minutes and talk about a call I got a few weeks ago from Lori, who is a long, long time listener of the show. She heard what we were talking about earlier this month about holiday debt, and she was telling me about how her credit scores were all over 720. Around Thanksgiving, and then she went to get a car earlier this month and was told that her scores were all now below 650, and she was very stressed out. She told me she did some shopping around the holidays, got two new credit cards, and was concerned that the number of inquiries that were showing up on her report were dropping her scores. I indicated to her that I doubted that was the main cause of her big drop in the scores and agreed to look at her report and see what the problem was. And sure enough, she had six inquiries since December 1st, but those would only drop her score maybe 5 to 8 points or so. And as we all know, inquiries only impact your score for 90 days. The bigger problem was that on both of the new credit cards she got and two cards she already had, they were now just about maxed out that were not maxed out before the holiday. So her debt utilization was now higher than before, and having four credit cards maxed out can take 15 to 20 points off your scores for each card. So she was losing between 60 and 80 points just because of the balances on those credit cards, even though she never missed any payments, as well as those 5 to 8 points she lost from the inquiries. I advised her to not apply for anything for at least 60 days, pay down those credit cards, and she'll be back over 700 again. Remember, the credit score indicates how you handle, manage, and repay your credit. She was planning on refinancing a mortgage this year and was happy she didn't start the process yet. Since we spoke, she was able to pay those credit cards down. Her scores are going back up over 700. It's a perfect example of how that holiday debt can impact your credit score. And if you were trying for a mortgage loan right now, that debt would cost you even more money by preventing you from getting a low interest rate mortgage loan because of those low scores. For any question on this type of situation or on your credit or credit scores, never hesitate to call 630-624-9557. And as we all like to say, we can't help you if you don't call.
Thanks,
the
buddy.
Number again, 630-624-9557.
Best in the business. You call Gary, he helps you. You pay him, you invest in yourself, we'll credit it back when we close your loan. Best in the business. Thanks for calling, Gary. Real quick before we hit the break, dental school is 320 G's for 4 years from the 815. Plus more if you specialize. So you got another probably 100 G's if you're looking forward to. Crazy. Thank you, David. I'm going to call Ray. So
yes.
There.
Nice.
Yeah. I just want to remind everybody, we're short electricians, carpenters, plumbers,
we're always
roofers.
Looking for crews.
You
guys
are always looking for crew.
Yeah.
Nick's looking for folks. Yeah. You know, you don't need a college education. They'll train you on the job.
Train you. Right, educate you. Pay
you. We got to hit a break. The guys in the new room's like, it's our turn. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago. It's Mega Pros Call and Text Line. I am David Hochberg. We're going to take a quick break. Be back after these messages.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. MegaPros, Jerry, we just got an email message. Somebody emailed us. Regarding ice damming, which is popular right now. So we're going to get to that and during the 11 o'clock hour. If you have any questions, send us a text, 312-981-7200 on the Mega Pros call and text line, same number. Dozer Dan out there, all my heavy equipment operators, they like taking pictures of their equipment that they operate.
Of course.
And send it to us at 312.
Like a bulldozer
front end loader.
Yeah.
You know,
heavy equipment.
Heavy equipment. Earth moving equipment. Dozer Dan's in a gigantic, one of those 950 XYZ PDQs. You know, one of those gigantic
guys.
Ones.
Sure. Yeah. Tires bigger than cars.
Well, his head comes up to where the hubcap would be.
Wow.
As you could tell, I'm knowledgeable.
An aficionado.
In the heavy equipment. Yeah. Bucket loader guy. Yeah. 312-981-7200. Send us your pictures of the heavy equipment that you're operating. But first, let's go to Igor. Igor is, Marak is the owner of Mr. Floor. Your father immigrated from Russia in the 70s?
Late 70s.
Did 400 jobs, like immigrants had come over to this country for an opportunity to support his family. How many kids did he have?
There's two of us, my brother and I.
Yeah, and you are the better looking one because I've seen your brother. Obviously. Not real attractive. I'm just saying. I've seen him. I'm just like, now I know why Igor is in front. Okay, so, but your dad busted his hump.
Yep.
Started this company in the 80s.
Yep.
And you have been the premier hardwood floor company. For our listeners that haven't been associated or know about you, you've laid hundreds of miles, if not thousands, tens of thousands of miles of hardwood floor in this area over the past 30, 40 years.
Yeah, we've got over 20,000 completed projects.
That's a lot.
We're in business for well over 30 years. We're in our 33rd year, actually, this year. And yeah, I mean, it's been a great journey. We've grown over the years. We pride ourselves on craftsmanship and doing a great job. And if something doesn't go right, we'll be the first ones to raise our hand and say, stop. Let's do it again, or let's make it right.
You had just completed. We are listing our home with Amy Kite.
Yep.
and we had Amy in, and we had natural oak floors, right? What I don't even know what floors I have.
Yeah,
what do I have?
You basically had just a regular red oak floor with no stain on it. It was just a clear coat, right. And it was in pretty rough shape, actually.
Right, which was very popular in the 60s when they built our area in Northbrook. And listen, I have three kids, two dogs,
yeah,
a smoke show wife, and me, which... I'm pretty hard on everything that I operate, including my floors. Over the years, as I gain weight, become a lot more harder on them. So Amy comes over, and we're like, well, what do you think? She's like, well, what's under the rug? I'm like, it's hardwood floor. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I remember. Back when we moved in the 80s, it was all carpet.
Yep.
Carpet was in the
wall.
It was. I mean, when we moved in the 90s, yep, it was all carpet. Everybody had, what am I talking about? We moved in 2001, 2002.
Still there.
It's still there. Carpet was very popular.
It was?
Oh, it was very popular. Even though we covered the hardwood floors throughout our entire upstairs. That's what everybody did. We actually probably removed carpeting and put carpeting back down.
Common practice.
Amy's like, those come up, bring in Igor, and you guys, unbelievable. I know we're supposed to talk about your cleaning product, but I want to talk about what a tremendous job. We moved everything downstairs in our basement, which looked like a flipping bunker. All right, from upstairs, because everything had to be
off. It's a big event.
It's,
you have a lot of stuff. You know what you're going to do?
We have too much stuff. So that's a whole other story. So you guys came in, ripped up the carpet.
Yeah.
And then we forgot that we moved walls. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Like took down walls.
Yeah, Mr. GC. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure. People forget that.
We forgot. Sure. So we're down in Mexico on vacation, and we get pictures from his guy, Joe, every single day. Hey, by the way, we have a little challenge over here.
There's no wood floor here.
There's no wood floor. Yeah. You actually have a hole in the floor that's covered up with plywood.
Plywood, yeah.
So now there's another added fee to bring in extra hardwood floors. Then we went into the bedroom, my daughter's bedroom. We bounced out our small closet and made it into a bigger closet.
Sure.
Took over the closet in the other room. We forgot. We forgot that move, okay?
Yeah.
So as you start tearing up carpet, you start realizing, we have challenges.
Even if you did it or somebody else could have done it. Yeah, I mean,
right.
You don't know. Yeah.
You know what? It's so common. We see it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, whether you put the carpeting in or you buy the house from me, and I put the carpeting in, and I don't tell you what's under the carpeting,
yeah,
we remove that carpet. You know, we find all kinds of things. We find old newspapers. We find missing flooring. We find, you know, rings, watches. I mean, you name it. Yeah. It's, you know, it's there.
Sure.
So in your particular case, when our project management staff was on site and we removed that carpet, we see the zigzag of where the old outline of the walls yeah was.
Yep.
And so our production staff right away reaches out to Dave. Hey, Dave, you know, we're missing some flooring. We can absolutely take care of it, but we just want to let you know that it's, you know, it's missing and it needs to be remedied, yeah, obviously.
We got to fix this.
And you know what the best thing, Jeremy, is?
Yeah.
Money solves all problems.
All?
Okay. Money solves every house flooring problem that we had.
Yeah.
So I'm in a pool, sucking on a margarita because I like it frozen,
sure,
with the salted rim.
Of course.
And I get these emails from Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this. And I started getting emails from him. I'm thinking, okay, great. That's great. They sanded it. They buffed it. They got the same down. Then he's like, yeah, you're not going to want to see these pictures. Look at this. And this is, and here's the cost to remedy, right? Here's the cost to cure. Yeah.
Forget it.
And
I'm in a pool.
So
I got a margarita.
I go to my wife. I'm like, she's like, well, did you see the pictures? I'm like, yeah.
Because what are we going to do? She was copied on all of those
sure
emails.
Yeah, yeah.
We were getting emails every day. The greatest thing.
Yeah.
She's like, what are we going to do? As I drink my margarita, as I chug my margarita, I'm like, we're going to pay. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm like, we've got zigzag. We took out a wall. We got to replace the flooring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these guys.
You're already into it, so you got to do it.
Phenomenal job.
Nice.
100%.
And blends in real good and all that. Yeah. Nice.
It's perfect.
You never knew. You would never know there was a wall.
It's like a whole new
house. Beautiful.
Ray, you have no idea.
Yeah.
I've got the before and after pictures, and when we get our college kids in here to do it, we're going to do a time lapse of everything that these guys did with ripping up the old floor, stripping out the old floor, and then sealing it. And
making it pretty. Yeah.
Completely different house. And we are going to talk about your cleaning products,
right,
which are phenomenal.
Thank you.
After the break, I promise. But the music means we got to go, because I always try to use the cleaning products, and everybody that uses the hardwood floor cleaning products were like, it's great. We started using it. Forget about it. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It really is amazing.
Cool.
So we got to take a quick break, Ash. Ashley's like, come on, get to the break. I promise at 11:15, we're going to talk about your hardwood floor cleaning product.
All right. I'm excited.
All right. And it's Igor Mrak, like Barack, Igor Mrak.
Yep.
But coming up, Nick DiGiulio, not that Nick DiGiulio that has overnights here. Nick DiGiulio, a junk king. I know, that cracks you. That cracks Jeremy
It really
up.
Does.
It came up through your nose. That He took a sip of something, and it's coming out
That's
of his nose.
That's the problem. Sip of something.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. After the break, also, we have the email question about the ice damming, which is very, very large.
It's happening right now.
Challenge in this
area.
Look
outside. It's happening right now.
So we're gonna throw it to you. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. We're going to pay some bills, take a quick break here. Nick DiGiulio at Junk Remedy. Then we're going to go to Jeremy. Then we're going to talk about cleaning products and Mr. Floor. We're going to be right back. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's where all of our contact information is. Here's what you have to do. I just learned this week, and we're trying to get it fixed this week. You go to WGN David. All the podcasts of the previous shows are there. The sponsors' information's there, but you have to click on the logo, which nobody knows until now. I didn't know until Thursday. So if you click on the logo, all of the contact information for Igor, for MegaPros, Jer, for Ray, everybody is behind. So that's the missing, that's a special lock, everybody. I just gave you, you know, it's like, key it's like romper room. Yeah. You got to hit, you got to click on the Home Sweet Home Chicago, and it opens up a whole another screen. So all the information's there. You just got to click that. We're in the process of fixing it. We're also going to put on a click here to send an email to any of the sponsors. You could go there as well. And for the text messenger, the listeners that are texting me about the impeachment hearing, I'm going to sum it up for everybody in like 15 seconds. The Democrats think he's guilty. The Republicans don't. Have a nice weekend. Done.
Nailed it.
Just saved you. I saved you about 20 hours of
nonsense.
Just go out and go do your world. Okay? Nothing's going to change. Democrats think he's guilty. Republicans don't. Enjoy the rest of your life. Yep. Okay?
Fantastic.
Here we go. Now let's go around the horn and introduce ourselves in case anybody wants to reach us. Ray, your phones are blowing up. People have a ton of questions about student loan debt, student loans, parent loans. What number do they call?
312-294-8989. Our website's financialrelief.com.
Nick DiGiulio, not that Nick DiGiulio who does overnights here on WGN for years. Hall of Fame Nick DiGiulio, by the way. Let's give him proper respect. HOF Nick DiGiulio. But you are a Hall of Famer in our own heart, Nick DiGiulio.
I appreciate
Remedy.
That.
If people want to reach you, getting a ton of calls, how do they reach you?
Call 877-722-JUNK, which is 5865, or our website is junkremedy.com.
And Igor Mrak, like Barack Obama, but Barack Obama with an M, Igor Mrak. Don't mess up his name because he's very sensitive.
Well, you weren't even close.
I wasn't even close.
That's the problem.
I recorded a spot last 2 weeks ago for this upcoming show. I said to him, like, what do you think? He's like, I've known you for 4 years. That's not how you pronounce my name. So he's like, it's real simple there, mortgage boy. It's Barack with an M. So now I know. So now Igor Mrak.
Yeah, sure.
If people want to reach you and your fine company, how do they reach you guys?
So for all of your flooring needs, give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
MegaPros Jer at MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
He does it better than I do.
I know he does.
Yeah, he does.
That's your father.
Sure. Oh, it's not.
That is your father singing that with 17 tequilas
Jesus.
In him. But you're going to answer a question about damming coming up. We've got phone lines are open, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's get to Nick DiGiulio about junk. With the snow, what are people calling? It's wintertime.
Sure.
What are the top three things that people are calling Junk Remedy to get out of their homes?
As of right now, New Year's resolutions is a big one. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's saying it's time to clean out the basement or finally, this is my goal this year is to declutter. Right now with the snow, we're getting calls for everyone trying to get all the stuff out of the garage so they can get the car in there.
Right.
You know, as opposed to, you know, parking the car outside, shoveling all the stuff around it, get the junk out of the garage and call us and we'll haul it all away.
And you've got, you see stuff every single day.
Sure.
Okay, and realtors are a big part of your business because people do walkthroughs. And I called you this week, and we were talking about a challenge that one of my borrowers had, sold a some equipment, a bike and a treadmill, to the buyers of their home. Okay, so they hadn't used the bike or the treadmill in years, and the buyers came in like, you know what, instead of moving it, we'll take it. Challenges, the home inspector came out, tried to start the bike and the treadmill, you know, you try to use the bike,
of course.
It didn't pedal,
yeah,
it didn't move, and then they tried to get on the treadmill to function the treadmill, and the motor didn't work.
Okay.
So guess what? They call me up, they're like, what do I do? I'm like, I got a guy.
Yeah.
You know, call up Nick. And you, thank you, by the way, for helping
absolutely
our listener who was buying, who was selling a home, who now had to get rid of that unexpectedly, because they thought, you know,
they thought it worked.
Well, they went from making like $300-$400, you know, selling it or maybe leaving it, whatever. Now they have to get rid of it.
Sure.
And these guys are in their 60s. They're not schlepping up a treadmill and a bike that hasn't moved in 15 years.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Normally it's the final walkthrough where that all comes to the last minute of, it needs to go, or unfortunately sometimes people leave stuff behind thinking the new buyers want it, and they
busy. All
right, well, we're gonna take that call. Can you tell the caller we're gonna get to them and maybe like get ready for when we go to them? Okay, so welcome to live radio. But you get that a lot from realtors.
Sure.
I know that Amy Kite uses you guys. I know that Donna Sattler uses you guys. I know that Jill Van Riet placed a call into you this week for a couple of her listings that cleaning out. But what portion of your business are listeners looking to just get rid of stuff before they move?
Sure. I mean, we're locally owned and operated, so you know, a lot of your local realtors and stuff like that will give our name out with their packets of, you know, with somebody who's going to do the floor or somebody who's going to do the roof, and then, you know, their go-to junk removal company. And so that way we can be in real time of, if it is a final walkthrough, I could get there same day, get the stuff out, save the closing, you know, make it more seamless.
All right, 815, thanks for listening. And 773, home inspectors don't inspect treadmills. You're 100% right. The buyer was there with the home inspector during the inspection, and they were trying
to figure out,
you know, if these things worked, and they couldn't figure it out. And the home inspector tried to make it work because he was the handy guy there. And when they couldn't figure it out, guess what? They called the guy's like, I got a problem. I got to get rid of these two things. I'm 60 years old. I'm not schlepping this up. I gave him Nick's number, and Nick came and took care of it. So thanks, 815, for listening. I appreciate the support. And 773, that's what happened. So there you go. I cut you off.
Nick made a point of estate sales. So if a customer gets a house, inherits a house, and sometimes that's an overwhelming event to begin with, and there's all this stuff. Like, they didn't even know an aunt, a distant aunt, a distant relative, and you guys could come in.
Well, I'll tell you what happens. Amy Kite's has that great estate company that comes in and does the estate sales, and she has called Nick on the backside when the estate sale is done, Junk Remedy, to come in and clean up everything that is not saleable. Right, or not donatable, that's got to get rid. That they got
to
get rid of.
Yeah, and since we're local, we like to work with local charities, so we could see the monies and stuff like that stay within the community. You know, we work with like House of Hope, Wings,
veteran organization.
Yeah, so one that we're working with is Lake County Response for Veterans. Lake County Response for Veterans is a big one we're working with. We also work with the Superhero Collective, which works with sick kids.
Nice.
We actually help demo an entire house that they're giving away for a family,
which is
really cool.
Yeah, it is,
you know, we like to keep it local and see the impact of it.
Sure. All right, we got Don out in Chicago. We try to bring Don. Are you ready?
Hey, David. Congratulations on the move.
Thanks, buddy. You got a question for Junk Remedy, Nick?
I do. What's the minimum, David, that they'll deal with?
I don't know. What's the minimum?
We pick up single items to multiple truckloads. We work with no jobs too big or too small.
And what's the minimum charge on something?
So
I don't have a ton of stuff. I want to clean out a garage.
Sure.
Cabinet, you know, some cabinets and stuff like that.
So, like, the minimum charge is usually, it starts off at $150, and then we're running a $25 off coupon to bring it down to $125. And then it goes up in 10 different increments all the way to the full truckload. So we would come on out for a free estimate chart, and you'd show everything you want to have removed. The guys would let you know how much of the truck you'd fill up and the price that reflects it. And if you like the price, we load it up and haul it away for
hey,
you.
Hey, Donnie, during the break, Jeremy and Nick were talking about how Nick will come in and demo stuff as well, and most junk companies don't do that. Do you need any demo work done?
No. David, you know who this is.
I know you are, Donnie, on the job.
Yeah, I definitely want to set this guy up to come on out and check it out and see what we can get knocked out.
Yeah,
we're at the tail end of a project, and I want to try to get this knocked out.
Yeah, this is Donnie on the job. He's been a loyal listener for 15+ years.
Yep.
All right, hang tight, Donnie. We're gonna get your information over to Nick. Okay, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the support over all these years. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call and text line 312-981-7200. Real quick, we got a texter. I want you to comment on this. I used a disposal service like that after a tenant moved out, left garbage full of stuff all over the place. You get a lot of calls for that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, people move out and to get it all cleaned out. We leave the property broom clean, ready to rent or ready to have the other people come in. Work on the floors, paint the house, get it ready to back on the market.
Awesome. Phone number?
877-722-5865 or 877-722-JUNK.
All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Jeremy's going to be talking about ice damming. Then we're going to throw it over to Igor Mrock, not like Barack Obama, Mrock. Talk about your cleaning products.
Absolutely.
Because they're organically...
Best stuff on the market.
Best stuff on the market, no chemicals in it. A lot of kids have challenges.
You can eat it.
Well, I don't know about that. But it's,
you'll
do a fantastic job cleaning your floors, I'll tell you that.
Jeremy maybe eats it up.
Yeah, I don't know
what Jeremy's eating, but...
okay, well,
you first, yeah.
It's not encouraged that you drink.
Got it.
Okay, what's
wrong with
you?
You said organic. I don't know.
312-981-7200. 312, I should say natural.
There we go.
312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home on AM 720. That's MegaPro's call and text line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Nick, real quick, 5 minutes over the border in Wisconsin. Will you guys go there?
Sure.
All right. There you go. And a buddy of mine, my partner over on at Homeside, just texted in. He has two couches he wants to get rid of. And you mentioned during the show, you go in with Sawzaws and just start blasting them apart.
Sometimes, like with what you guys were talking about, how the floor is missing, say you had that couch in the basement and you redid your basement. Now you might have sealed that couch in the basement forever.
Okay.
Same with washers and dryers, so we will have to cut them up to get them out without damaging the house.
But you tarp and protect first before you take a Sawzall.
Absolutely.
Of course. Come on, Dave.
We're not just swinging hammers.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Make it sound professional.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying. I heard Sawzall. I got all excited.
I'm sure you did.
Give Dave a hard hat and send them in.
I got steel toe boots, hard hat, and safety
gloves.
We had
WGN's Marcus Leshock with us on a big clean out, and we put him in the full get up, and we were walking around a huge clean out, and you'd be happy to have you with us.
Well, that's done.
Sounds good. Sounds like fun. Anger
Demolition
management
Dave here.
Right there.
Okay, so I got an email question here, bud. Jeremy?
Shoot.
Hey, Mega Pro. So we just had a leak in our home this past week. It's right by the edge of the wall and the ceiling. We did our roof 4 years ago and called the roofing contractor who did the job. I won't mention it. They only put it. It's not important. They said it was freeze back and then said they could not address it until the spring. Of course, this was wild. To my wife and I, we are just, what are we supposed to do? Just let it keep leaking or hold our breath, hope it won't happen again. Ever hear this nonsense before? Tom in Hoffman Estates.
Sure.
So what is freeze back? What can our listeners do? Because listen, it's cold out now. We finally hit winter. Okay, the Dykstras are very happy.
Maybe.
Well, maybe.
Probably.
Dykstras and the Lindemans are very happy.
Yes.
Because it's finally, it's colder than it was.
Of course.
Previous.
Yep.
I've never heard of freeze back. What's freeze back?
So it could be a two-part issue, right? So this lovely Illinois weather that we have where your house gets really, really hot and then really, really cold and then really, really hot again. your roof doesn't like that. Your gutters don't like that. The outside doesn't like that. The inside of your house doesn't like that. So,
I don't like it.
But,
and I'm not a house.
You don't like that. Well,
some people accuse me of being a big of a house, but you understand.
So, yeah, so that can happen. What happens is that the ice builds up in your gutters. It starts to creep up onto your roof. And if you didn't install your roof the proper way, ice and water shield, the right underlayments and things like that, you could get what's called freeze back, where water actually makes its way into your attic space and then makes its way into your home eventually. And it could actually be way worse in your attic, and you don't even know about it.
Because it's frozen.
Because it's frozen, exactly.
Until it thaws.
Until it thaws.
And then you have a waterfall.
Yes, exactly.
So what do you do between now and the
well,
what
you definitely
do?
Don't tell customers wait till spring. So that's a really bad
that
plan.
Sounded wrong.
Yeah, it didn't sound right. And I know
probably don't
want
to be in business if you make that statement. A couple things you can do. They make de-icing cables. That's kind of a quick fix. There's no awesome de-icing cable system out there. We use a product called Edge Melt Systems. Seems to be the best out in the biz. You have to be certified installer for putting it on.
Which you guys are.
Which we are, of course. So that's one. Worst case scenario, you might have to replace a section of your roof. You know, so we can do that year-round. We have the proper installation methods to do it, but it's not, we don't want that.
Right.
You know, but yeah, we could do roofs year-round.
You know, what's interesting, Jeremy, you know, to your point, we'll actually, Mr. Floor, we'll get a call sometimes where the floor is acting weird before you guys will even get a call.
Of course.
So what'll happen is that ice will actually melt into the home, go down the wall.
Yeah.
And it
don't
will
even
affect,
see it.
Yeah, it'll affect the floor first. So we'll get a call, hey, my floors are cupping.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure what's going on. And we know more or less what's going on.
What's cupping? Yeah. What's cupping for our listeners?
Cupping basically is the floor kind of takes on an irregular shape where the edges raise up and it looks like a washboard. So that call comes into us. We'll then say, hey, we think it's an ice damming issue. We'll turn it around to MegaPros or you know, whoever's in their area locally to take care of it, because the floor is really the sign of the problem, not the problem in, you know, itself.
Because the water is going down the wall into the floor.
And sometimes you don't even know, and it's just hiding behind that wall.
And the hardwood floor is a sponge, and it's just absorbing
that water.
And it shows
it right away, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened at our house last winter. The ice dam, we have a mansard roof, which is like
the worst for ice damming,
What's a mansard roof for our listeners?
It looks like a barn.
Okay.
You know, the wraparound roofing.
Okay,
there's more roofing on the side of my house than there is on the top of my house.
Correct.
And so it was just like a chunk of ice in a swimming pool on top, and it was all backfilling into the house, and then we noticed it from the floor.
There you go.
Yeah. So we'll bring out like thermal scans, heat scans, condensation scans to try to figure out, hey, what is the root cause? Sometimes it's a lack of insulation, so we could address that, or lack of airflow. So, you know, nowadays with building science, they want to build your house so tight, but at the same time, it can't breathe. So we'll remedy the situation, whether it's just the roof or it might be a component of multiple things.
And what's it called again?
Freeze back, ice damming. Those are like the two most common words, or just, oh, crap, I got water in my...
Yeah.
We hear that phrase
tell you,
too.
I'll tell you, it happened to us a couple of years ago in the garage. Right, because we got so much snow, it came back. It went upstairs, and then we, you know, did the proper maintenance. And we haven't had the problem. So whatever we did, you guys were up there and fixed it.
Yep.
I guess I had the same problem, and I didn't even know
exactly.
Yeah, I called you guys out, and you guys did whatever you did, it's done.
Could be real easy. Could be a little bit more involved.
Yeah, it's a freeze thaw issue. Yeah,
that's the issue,
right? Mm-hmm. So when the water is frozen, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's when it starts
when it's
to thaw
really
out,
really cold,
right? So it goes from solid to liquid,
right?
And then it comes, you know, goes to the lowest point, and then, you know, either Jeremy will get a call or we'll get a call. Yep. Somebody's gonna get a call because there's damage.
All right.
And there's no way to prevent it, really.
Yeah, Lou Manfredini was just talking about it just before we came on, about how with the fresh snow on the roofs, you should see snow on your roof. If all of a sudden it's all melting off right away,
not a good sign.
You have a lack of insulation.
He was going crazy about that because he was going to an Ace Hardware shoot, and he's like freaking out because there was no snow on people's roofs.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Heat loss.
Yeah, because that's exactly what happened to us. So we had a guy go look at our attic, and there was no insulation, and that was it.
Yeah, he said he opened the door. I had to get out of the car at about the time he was finishing the story, and he's like, is it cold in here? That's the first thing he said. That's a great story. Okay, it just tells you that's what he's driving around looking at roofs saying that there's something wrong with these houses, and that's why he's Lou Manfredini, for God's sake.
You want to see snow.
That's right. He's like, it was bothering him. That was great. Just like the billions of dollars of endowment bothers me. No snow on people's roofs.
3.5, Dave.
3.5 billion. And that no snow on roofs sets Lou off. Billions of dollars in endowment gets me going. All right, you're listening to different things for different folks. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Mr. Floor cleaning products, biodegradable, non-toxic,
non-edible.
Non-edible. Yeah.
Yet.
Just stay over on that side of the room. 312-981-7200. MegaPros, call, text line, pay some bills. Be right back.
Listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Kind of jumped the gun there. I talked over Duff. We have a texter here that needs help with their kitchen windows. Sure. That I'm going to give to MegaPros after the show, so I apologize for that outburst there.
Live radio.
Live radio. But 708, here's a great one. Before we get over to Igor, talk about biodegradable cleaning products that are all good for everybody. David, I'm a college grad and used to advise young people coming out of high school to go to college. I now advise them to learn a trade, but none... Gosh darn it, we keep getting so many text messages, it jumps it. But none of them take that advice. I don't know why. Maybe it's the cultural stigma or peer pressure or high school counselors. There is a huge demand right now for trades because guys my age are retiring and very few young people want to go into that kind of field. It's a problem now and it's going to get worse. So thank you for that, 708. I completely agree.
So silly. Yeah.
Listen, I know plumbers making 40, 50 grand a year.
More. More. Yeah. I mean, our lead carpenters, they'll be able to retire very nicely.
Yeah, so
yeah, exactly.
It's very simple math. Very simple math. You take $50 an hour, whatever hourly wage you're making, multiply it by two. That comes out to basically what you're going to make a year.
Yep.
Okay, so you're making $25 an hour. It comes out to about $50,000 a year. Ballpark it. It's pretty close, right?
Yeah.
I know elevator guys making $60, $70, $80 an hour.
Absolutely.
And I've done the elevator guy loans. They're making $170,000 to $250,000 a year.
Sure. Right.
Okay, I do a couple of these heavy equipment operators that are doing 20 to 30 hours overtime, making $150,000 to $175,000 a year.
Yep.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
I know guys, you know... Crazy guys in the high cranes on the condos.
That's a niche. You got to be a little.
Those guys are making big money.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
At least, guy. I don't mean to be sexist. Just I've just done loans for men who have that heavy crane that want to go up 100 feet and
clean windows, start, do whatever.
Whatever.
Yep.
It's a job.
And based on what Ray just explained to us in the previous hour. Right, with 400,000 in loans or whatever people are accumulating
it's ridiculous.
Now, why do that if you don't necessarily have to? Right, you
could
be
and
a plumber,
it breaks my
a successful
heart. I see people
carpenter.
Who, you know, they major in something that is just completely useless. I mean,
yes.
basket weaving, essentially, you know, and then they have $200,000 in loans, and
silly.
It's crazy.
Here, I'm an 18-year-old knucklehead, right, who thinks I know everything. I graduate high school. Because I know everything. I want to be whatever I want to be, okay?
Hopefully not a basket weaver.
There's not much money in
there.
But, you know, what I want to be an engineer. I want to be a psychiatrist. I want to be whatever you want to be. It's 150 Gs to 250 grand to get that done, okay? So you're extending credit to an 18-year-old kid out of college and their parents, who, of course, want to send their kids to college, will do anything to send their kids to college, anywhere from 40 to 60, and you're loading them up with $250,000, which is just nonsense. It should not cost that much money to educate our kids.
What good is that education if it takes you 15 or 20 years to pay it off?
Ridiculous,
but, you know, I mean, really, the way the federal loans work, you don't have to do that. The main thing is just don't take out private loans. Parents out there, don't take out private loans. No
loans off of 401k. I've been hearing that. You know,
where
people are,
don't do it.
Right?
Yeah, there's no reason to do that.
Let's talk cleaning products, because if you have a home and it's not clean, then your kid's not going to college.
If your house isn't clean.
Yeah,
because the value of your house goes down.
That's right. And then you can't borrow. And then Ray's going to yell at you because you're not taking out federal loans. But let's talk about you've created this product. And everybody who's up at 5 o'clock in the morning and is on cable, because I watch MSNBC or I bounce back and forth, there's Igor in the Mr. Floor holding his gallon jug of blue Mr. Floor cleaning product. And it scares me, right? Because I wake up and there's Igor. I'm like,
I'm going to see him later today.
Which part is scary to you?
I'm waking up.
Oh, so waking up part. Okay.
And then I get up and then I see you with his jug of hardwood floor cleaning products.
Yeah, Costco size.
Costco size.
Yeah,
forget about it. So why did you create this product? And why is this product so wonderful?
Excellent question. So we initially created the product. First of all, you know that the industry knows us as one of the top flooring companies and contractors in the city of Chicago.
Without question.
We do a lot of work. We visit a lot of homes. We've got over 20,000 completed projects in our tenure. It's a lot of people. So, you know, once we finish a project, and, you know, our projects sometimes can run $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000. You know, it doesn't have to, but it can get up that high. The question inevitably is, Igor, what do we do to maintain our floors? How do we then protect our investment? You know, we've been talking about protecting our investments, protecting our you know, sending our kids to college. You know, what do we do with all of our money? You don't want to put good money after bad or bad money after good. How do you protect your floors? How do you protect your investment? And so we came up with a formula. And the formula was, as your dad would recommend, Joe's a big fan. But Joe was doing it the way it was done back in the day, and that is bucket of water and some concoction. The concoction could be vinegar, it could be some other, you know,
ammonia,
who knows.
Well, he said, Joe on the air at our other station said he used to wash his floor because his grandmother and
Polish.
His mother were hardcore Polish, and that's how they cleaned it. They put vinegar in the water and washed the floor by hand. And you looked at him.
And I looked at him and I said, Joe, we used to tell our clients to do the same thing many, many, many years ago. Because you're using the water to wash, and you're using the vinegar to disinfect. Here's the problem. The problem is vinegar is very acidic and actually causes a breakdown of the polyurethane coating that's on your floor, that's there to protect your floor. And then the water, which is not friendly to wood, and wood really doesn't like to be watered down, right, causes massive issues that way. So we said, well, what else can we recommend? And at that time, there was nothing else that we could really recommend for our clients to clean their floors and maintain them properly. We set out on a mission to create our own product, and we did so over 15 years ago. And the product was initially just introduced to our clients only as an effort to maintain their floors correctly after we left, because we were getting accused of, you know, the floor is hazy, the floor is doing all kinds of funny things, it looks lifeless, and we thought we were doing something wrong, and it was really all incorrect maintenance. We always come back to care and maintenance, right? Yep. So we said enough, and we set out, and we actually developed our own product, and we have a proprietary system that we use to manufacture our product, and initially it was just our wood floor cleaner, which we now sell in retail. People get it off of our website at MrFloor.com. Listeners and callers to the show will actually get a complimentary bottle to try. So we encourage everybody. We still have some time here before the end of the show. Give us a call. You'll get a nice complimentary bottle. The basic premise of our cleaner is to be able to clean the floor properly and effectively, not leave a haze, not leave any residue, because if you leave a haze and a residue, not only does it look bad, but it also encapsulates dust and debris in that coating.
I used to use a product that rhymed with Murphy soap, and I couldn't think of anything else that rhymed with Murphy soap.
I'm getting rid of mine.
Right. Yeah. I used to pour it in.
Pledge or Pine Sol.
And left a haze.
Yes.
What's that haze?
So the haze is basically the residual oil and wax that's embedded in the product itself to leave your floor shiny. Mm-hmm. So whenever you see a cleaning product for your wood floor that says, this will leave your floor shiny, you should run the other way.
Looks good, doesn't work.
Exactly. Yeah. And the reason that they want to leave your floor shiny is because somehow a shiny floor is synonymous with a clean floor. Not necessarily. The problem with that sheen is that you're literally encapsulating and entrapping dust, dirt, and debris every time you clean your floor. And what you're creating is basically an abrasive surface with all of that dust and debris trapped in each of those layers.
Scratches.
And it scratches, and it, more importantly, breaks the flooring down prematurely. So if you use Mr. Floor cleaning products and use them properly and correctly, you'll actually extend the life of that floor.
And I want to address that after the break, why that extends the life of the floor. Because a lot of people are like, how can a cleaning product extend the life of the floor? I've used it. It's phenomenal. We've gotten rid of everything else. I tried to get my wife to use it on the old floor. She's like, the old floor's shot. Now that's all she uses.
It's an investment.
I got spray bottles in every single room.
Awesome.
Ready to go. You know, we got to bring our own rag in, but I got.
Like a holster? I'm just trying to show you.
I got the blue.
Sure.
I got it ready to roll in the spray bottle. You just bring your own rag in the room and it's ready. My kids doing it.
You carry a rag with you then. Is that it?
I throw the rag in the kids' room. I'm like, start cleaning the floor. We're going to keep it clean. Absolutely. All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can get all of our contact information at WGN David. Also download past shows, the podcast of past shows. And if you want contact information of the sponsors, you have to click on the WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago logo, and I'll take you to that page. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back after these messages. Sorry about that. I keep turning the mics on, then off. So now the mics are on. Welcome to live radio. Hey, Ray.
Yeah, hey.
How are you? Third time's the charm. We got a text message here that I think you'll enjoy. I love you guys. It's from the 773. I love you guys, but having Ray on has really changed the show. I love hearing about student loans. She's so knowledgeable. I hired her to do my student loans, and she worked wonders. Thank you guys again. Love, Ray's mom. So that's very nice. Thank you, mom, for listening.
Thanks, mom.
No, that is a 773. Yeah. So
that's something a mom would say.
No, my mom's a 312.
Yeah. So okay, then somebody. Yeah, there you go. It's not your mom, but thank you, 773, for sharing your story, and thanks for all our listeners for calling in. If I'll tell you what, if you would like a sample of Mr. Floor's cleaning product, no problem. Let's do it very simply. Text us your name and address. That's all we need. You're blowing up the phone lines here. We only have a couple minutes left. We're not going to be able to get to everybody. Just text us your name and phone number. WGN has a rule that if you received a gift in the previous 180 days, you're not allowed to get another prize from them. This is just a giveaway. You're not allowed to get a giveaway. You're only allowed to get one giveaway within 180 days. This is all the new rules I'm learning since coming over here. So if you got, so text us 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We only have 3 or 4 minutes left. I want to get to everybody. Just text us your name and your home address, and we will send you a complimentary hardwood floor. And if you don't have hardwood floors, you also have tile, countertop. I know them all. I've given them thousands of gallons of this
vinyl.
We got vinyl, which I know some guys are into vinyl.
Absolutely.
Vinyl, you got tile, you have cabinet
stone,
cleaner.
Cabinetry, and the most popular is the wood floor.
Wood
just,
floor.
But just by volume, because everybody has, you know, large
cabinetry
rooms.
Cabinetry is kind of cool.
Which one?
Cabinetry.
Oh, which cabinetry is great.
It's awesome.
It cuts through the grease. It does a great job cleaning
Amazing.
The cabinets.
So text your name and your address, and if you haven't received and this is for all the listeners. I don't care where you are. We had a listener, Gary, texted me. Somebody from Nashville was listening.
Yeah, we shop nationally.
Gary.
No problem.
Listen,
go for it.
Right. If you got a mailbox.
Still a great product.
Right?
I should say, too, that I can help you. You don't have to be living in Chicago. A lot of most of my clients are from Chicago and
That's
from Illinois.
Point.
But if you have federal student loans, you can call me from anywhere in the country and I can help you.
From Hilo, Hawaii.
Yes.
To Aloha. Bangor, Maine.
Yep.
I do this
wow,
all the time.
Good job.
Because I say a divorced mother with 3 kids with credit challenges living in Bangor, Maine, or Key West, Florida, or San Diego, California, or Alaska.
Seattle, Washington. Right?
Seattle, Washington, yep. or Anchorage, Alaska, or Hilo, Hawaii. It's a divorced mother with 3 kids with screwed up credit, and she needs help.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so it doesn't matter where you live. If you live in the United States.
We want to help you.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah, well, you guys won't go to Joliet, so let's not get crazy.
We'll still try to help you.
I know
Absolutely.
You will.
Absolutely, no matter what.
But our listeners will get an answer from the Mega Pros professionals. I mean, obviously, Nick's not going to schlep out to Minnesota to pick up a couch, okay? But
for the right price, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Nick
maybe.
Might.
Well, bring his Sawzall and just to show his Sawzall
right.
work. But if you're in the United States and want student loan anywhere in the United States, you could help them.
We can help them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get back real quick. Talk to me about how it extends the life of our listeners' hardwood floors.
Right. So we talked about investments, right? And the whole point of the show, I think, is to, you know, to help clients and to help listeners and you know, invest money wisely. All of the things we always, you know, tell all of our clients. And for the, you know, for the listeners out there that have a wood floor, we strongly recommend that you try the product. We know you're going to love it. The reason that it will really extend the life of your floor is because you're minimizing the amount of water, you're not using harsh chemicals, and most importantly, you're not leaving anything behind. Our cleaning product will not leave a haze or a film or anything like that. The problem with that film and the problem with that haze is that you're encapsulating dust, dirt, and debris into each of those layers, which creates a very, very abrasive surface and actually breaks the coating down and you wear it out. It's very simple.
It's like a Brillo pill. Mary, right. I've got 3 callers I want to get to rapid fashion
sure.
here. Mary Pat in Elmhurst, you have a flooring question for Igor Marak.
Hi, I wanted to ask you if I can still use your product on an old hardwood floor. My floors are easily 15 years old and I use vinegar and water.
Right. So you've heard our opinion on vinegar and water. And absolutely.
I know. I just heard it. That's why I thought, oh, my gosh, I have to do something.
Absolutely. Yeah. Give it a try. You're absolutely going to love it. It'll actually bring some life back into your floor.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you what, Mary Pat, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. I'm going to have Igor call you. And I want to get some pictures of the before and after and get you on video talking about the product after you use it, okay?
Oh, that would be great.
All right, hang tight, my friend. 312-981-7200. Stephanie Plainfield, hello.
Hi. I had a question about, I know you can't reveal the ingredients of your product, but I was told that to use an alcohol-based cleaner on our hardwood floor. Is that something your product has in it?
No, we actually have no alcohol, and our product is fully pH neutral, and I would not recommend using alcohol or acetone-based products on your wood floors.
Dries it up.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll strip it. Acetone's good. It, yeah. Yeah, it's going to clean something.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking, too. I was looking for a low-toxicity type product to use on the floor just because I'm trying to stay low in toxins on our cleaners in our house.
Absolutely. Give our Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner a try. I think you'll be extremely, extremely pleased with it.
And Stephanie, hang tight, okay?
And you were mentioning, too, it's safe for pets, right?
Correct. Yeah. Mm. Correct.
All right, hang tight. We got one more
kids
real quick. We're
going to
squeeze this in. Pam, raise leg.
Right.
We got 10 seconds. What's your question?
Okay, we have a bathroom that has fairly new tile in it. It's that rubber or vinyl kind of planking or whatever. It looks like wood.
Vinyl.
Kind
yeah.
of thing. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be waterproof. Well, it's covered with hairspray because it's my bathroom. I use it in the morning, and it's covered with hairspray, and it's really hard to scrub off. How do I get the hairspray off?
Shave your head. Go ahead. Igor?
So we have a really great vinyl and laminate cleaner, which over time will break down that hairspray. It's not going to do it in one pass, so you have to be patient with it, but it will also not hurt your vinyl floor. So I would give our vinyl laminate cleaner a try for sure.
Hang on, Pam. Thanks for calling. All right, let's go around the horn real quick. If people want to reach Mega Pros, I got it right here.
847-658-8989.
Until we get the mailbox up and running, send all email questions to joe@megapros.com.
Yep.
Igor, if our listeners want to reach you.
Well, other than our jingle, which you're not playing.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on.
You must be Igor.
Well, no, that's not you. Pronounced. Hang on. Is this? No, that's not it either.
There you go.
I think you should change it, too. I think you. I mean, that's the greatest song in the world.
I don't mind that one either.
Right.
That's pretty good.
If people want to reach you, how do they reach you?
You can find us at junkremedy.com or 877-722-JUNK.
Ray, how do they reach you?
Financialrelief.com or 312-294-8989.
Podcast of the show will be at WGNDavid.com in about 2 hours. Want to reach me during the week? It's 855-56-DAVID, 855-56-DAVID. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. We will be back next weekend, and it'll be a great show. We have Will Santiago, Amy Kite, Gary Novell, MegaPros Jer. We're going to have a tremendous show next weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. Ciao.